The following is an Investor Brand Network audio production via our audio press release solutions. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network utilizes its network of more than 5,000 distribution partners as well as other corporate communication tools to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Investor Brand Network's platform connects the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Welcome to Network Newswire editorial coverage titled Plant-Based Foods Here to Stay. Plant-based foods are proving they are not just a passing vegan fancy. Whether it's bean-based burgers or veggie pizzas, the plant-based food trend in North America has grown from virtual obscurity to become an important segment of the North American diet. Several drivers have spurred phenomenal growth in the sector, including healthier eating habits, increased concern for climate and limited natural resources, as well as new techniques that have turned boring veggies into tasty feasts. More and more, consumers are opting for simple, wholesome ingredients in products that taste good. This trend only accelerated as the pandemic took hold, evidenced by Nielsen's report that alternative meat sales increased 454% in the third week of March 2020 compared to the same week in 2019. Nielsen's data shows that plant-based meat and milk sales skyrocketed, far outpacing conventional meat and milk sales as Americans stocked up on food during the pandemic. This giant wave of plant-based food demand doesn't appear temporary, but likely represents a lasting shift in consumer preferences. Not counting the pandemic surge in growth, the plant-based food sector ballooned over 33-fold during the last 15 years, with no signs of slowing. As a result, plant-based online groceries are also thriving as sustainability-focused products are growing more than 5 times faster than other product categories, generating the highest growth in the consumer goods sector. Operating at the intersection of 3 high-growth sectors, plant-based products, e-commerce and technology, and consumer packaged goods, Plantex Life Incorporated, PLTXF on OTCQB, is fast becoming the premier digital interface for plant-oriented consumers. As the first public company known to be fully focused on the plant-based e-commerce space, Plantex intends to leverage its first-mover status to become the global go-to place for everything plant-based. As it works to become, first and foremost, an e-commerce platform that carries multiple plant-based brands under one roof, Plantex looks to be following the model implemented by Amazon.com Incorporated, NASDAQ ticker symbol AMZN, which has become renowned for carrying a huge variety of products under one roof. Plantex is also following steps taken by both Amazon and Apple to succeed through both educating and serving its customers. Others in the plant-based sector, including Beyond Meat Incorporated, NASDAQ ticker symbol BYND, and The Very Good Food Company Incorporated, VRYYF on OTC, have a narrower focus on the development and sale of alternative meats, while U.S. Vegan Climate ETF, VEGN on NYSE Archipelago Exchange, has made a significant commitment to sustainability by not investing in any company that hurts the environment or harms animals. Plant-based industry, not a temporary trend, but a sustainable long-term movement. Plant-based food sector growing at 11.9% CAGR to reach $74 billion by 2027. Plantex Life Incorporated building loyal community of plant-based food advocates. PLTXF carving substantial niche in exploding market, enjoying huge growth trajectory. Health plus sustainability plus profitability. Beyond altruistic reasons such as climate, natural resources, and sustainability, consumers are gravitating to plant-based foods for health reasons and then staying for taste. Most cultivated burgers get excellent reviews, many with 5-star ratings, and consumers continue to drive market demand upward. An astonishing 51% of consumers report that they've added plant-based products to their diet, with 34% noting that they consume plant-based protein daily. This groundswell has opened new vistas of opportunity for plant-based products, which can supply high nutritional value while enhancing environmental sustainability. In fact, new studies reveal that cultivated meat produced using renewable energy reduces global warming impacts by 92% compared to conventional beef production, and will be able to compete on costs in under 10 years. However, the market for plant-based foods isn't waiting a decade. The space has already picked up a head of steam. The once languid plant-based food sector is projected to boom, growing at an eye-popping CAGR of 11.9% from 2020 to 2027, exceeding $74 billion by 2027. Little wonder that plant-based food producers have attracted investment from venture capital firms and major meat supply companies. Investment in the U.S. plant-based meat, egg, and dairy companies in just the first quarter of 2020 was a staggering $741 million, nearly much as all of 2019. Big money recognized the market opportunity and is quickly moving to capitalize on the global shift in the way meat is produced. Big money is seldom wrong and is hot on the trail of the next big money maker. At the intersection. With a seismic shift afoot, Plantex Life Incorporated, trading under VEGA on Canadian Stock Exchange, WNT1 on Frankfurt, and PLTXF on OTCQB, is in a unique position, right at the intersection of some of the highest growth sectors in the market. In addition to plant-based products, Plantex is an accomplished e-commerce tech company, efficiently connecting consumers to everything plant-based. The company is snatching market share, leveraging the exponential market growth of the plant-based e-commerce and home delivery industries. Plantex operates much like Amazon, except with a focused plant-based selection of offerings. This also includes carving a niche in the plant-based pet food space. People food, however, is a much bigger market. With its fast-growing category verticals, the company provides customers across North America with more than 10,000 plant-created products and offers a wide variety of other products and personalized services on a single, easy-to-use platform. Shoppers can browse through a curated selection of more than 20,000 items, including 20 unique, pre-made meals designed by top vegan chefs and nutritionists. More than just another e-commerce platform, Plantex is committed to building a loyal community of plant-based advocates who interact on the platform, sharing likes and dislikes, as well as recipes and restaurant suggestions. Plantex actively nurtures this legion while positioning itself to become the premier digital interface for plant-based consumers across the globe. Already ahead of the curve in shifting consumer preferences, the company's user-friendly platform provides access to one of the largest product offerings in the entire plant-based sector. There's a plethora of plant-based grocery items and everything to fill the pantry, even plant-based vitamins, cosmetics, pet food, and its own water brand. The company is even expanding its product lines to include clothing. Plantex is unique in its array of offerings beyond just food and pantry items. The company provides fantastic fast delivery meals created from the recipes of well-known vegan chefs across the world. The company also has a plant shop, delivering a variety of indoor houseplants to consumers across North America, and even, through its 2020 acquisition of Bloombox Club UK, expanding into the United Kingdom. The Plantex e-commerce platform efficiently connects consumers with interactive Plantex brick-and-mortar stores and a burgeoning variety of products and services. While building this disruptive juggernaut of plant-based e-commerce, Plantex enjoys substantial profit margins across its verticals. As a young company, Plantex is exceeding expectations. The company's overarching strategy to capitalize on high growth trends and continued cultivation of a loyal customer base has produced amazing early results. For the 3 months ended December 31, 2020, Plantex posted a 298% increase from Q2 gross revenue and, over the same period, achieved a gross margin of 20%, an increase from 5.7% in Q2. The company's phenomenal success during what's normally the slowest period of the year underscores the tremendous traction Plantex is getting in the plant-based marketplace. The stellar growth is being driven by a combination of factors, including marketing and branding efforts, strategic partnerships, and delivering exactly what consumers want. Commenting on the blowout quarter, Plantex CEO Julia Frank stated, quote, "It is truly encouraging to achieve yet another incredible revenue milestone and to start the new year with such vigor and success. There are many other colorful growth opportunities on the horizon, and we're confident that our financial trajectory will reflect the remarkable and increasing value our company brings to the plant-based industry," end quote. The start of something big. Quote, "Since Plantex has so many different verticals, it has seen tremendous growth from every angle," end quote, Forbes reported. The company is leveraging its recent success and growth trajectory to build a global plant-based e-commerce juggernaut and become the vegan Amazon. Plantex is nurturing and growing its online community, expanding its vegan lifestyle platform, and building an entire ecosystem around plant-based living. The company intends to aggressively scale through organic growth, strategic partnerships, and accretive M&A opportunities. Plantex has formulated a global expansion strategy with targeted distribution in North America, Europe, and Israel. The company recently announced intentions to expand its e-commerce platform into Israel, which will include a future brick-and-mortar Plantex location in the country. Further brick-and-mortar locations are set to open in California and British Columbia. Plantex also began the process to be listed on the NASDAQ at the beginning of this year and is preparing for uplisting in the next few months. Plantex value skyrocketed from $0 in revenue in April 2020 to generating $1 million gross monthly revenue in only 1 year. All indications point to that being the start of something much bigger.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Investor Brand Network, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness tools. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for the services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned in this audio production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities on their own accounts. This audio production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities mentioned in this audio production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio production by Investor Brand Network is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.